Okay, plenty of people went to schools named FDR Elementary or JFK Junior High School or MLK High School. Now many school district officials are saying that they are willing to name the buildings after corporations. School officials say it can be easier to strike a marketing deal than to persuade citizens to pay more in taxes for schools. Marge Petroff reports from member station WUWM in Milwaukee.
There were plenty of jokes making the rounds in New Berlin, Wisconsin. Will its schools soon have Preparation H bathrooms and McDonald's lunchrooms? District Superintendent James Benfield says he'll consider most offers as long as they don't promote tobacco and alcohol. Benfield is trying to convince companies to donate money to his schools as an alternative source of funding to tax dollars.
We look at law firms. We're looking at realtors. We haven't contacted any fast food yet. We're actually trying to consider how that might impact our nutrition, education, and whether or not we want to do that.
Benfield is asking for upwards of $500,000 for the naming rights to facilities like the Fieldhouse or Performing Arts Center, but New Berlin has something for all budgets. $25,000 will get you a conference room, $250 an auditorium seat.
Now this is going to be what?
Ronald Reagan Elementary. It's going to have the capacity for 750 students.
School Board President Matt Weiss is standing in the field where New Berlin is constructing a new elementary school. The school board urged the superintendent to solicit naming rights, following the lead of a district in Sheboygan about an hour away that's raised more than $1 million from banks and healthcare companies. Weiss says New Berlin's goal is not to ask taxpayers for additional school construction funds.
First of all, our parents already do pay quite a lot. The other thing to consider is that last I heard 75-80% of the population does not have children in the public school anyway. So it's very hard as a school board member to ask people to pay for new things when they don't directly benefit.
We think it's somewhat of civic laziness to auction off a part of their public school.
Arnold Faggy is with the Public Education Network, which deals with public school funding.
The responsibility of the superintendent and the school board to convince the community that their public schools are worthy of tax increases.
In Wisconsin, spending caps limit money for public schools. If they want to spend more, they have to ask voters for permission. Sometimes school officials ask for only a portion of the money needed in order to make the request to taxpayers more palatable. Faggy says naming rights are just a short-term solution because they're usually one-time donations. And he's concerned about fallout if the sponsoring company does something controversial. Think of Houston's Enron Field. That's why the Wisconsin Association of School Boards urges school districts to develop naming rights policies and solicit community input. That did not happen in New Berlin. Parent Chip Nicolette and his children are walking to the high school graduation ceremony at the still unnamed football stadium. He says naming rights are okay with him.
I don't think it's necessarily bad if it helps improve the school system, as long as it's reasonable.
Nicolette has three young children set to attend Reagan Elementary when it opens in the fall. Its commons area will be named after a local manufacturer that donated $150,000 for the rights. For NPR News, I'm Marge Petroff.